We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
FTX right now. Feel it coming in the air tonight.
Hope Jimmy and Bam feel it coming.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
I can feel it coming in the air.
Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Solana, you think you can crush a Funky Buddha tonight? At the Heat game?
When Pepas gets played in the fourth quarter.
If.
When Pepas gets played, I will crush a Funky Buddha. If I have one with me.
Well, I mean, you'd have to buy it there. I don't think you can walk in with one. They frown upon that.
I'll have a Funky Buddha.
All right.
Drink 3/4 of it before Peppers.
That's what he's been doing.
Yeah, I know. That's my man. I know his
actually,
ability.
He's got the half full can underneath his chair right now if they didn't clean it.
He taped it. Brought a duct tape roll, taped it up there.
Leave this here, please. Sticky note.
Funky Buddha, property of Alejandro Solana.
Leave this here.
See you game 5.
I like it.
No basura.
Yeah, it's a lot of it. Just do what you can. I think we're asking too much of you for this
chugging
stuff.
I hope there will be plenty of Funky Buddha chug tonight at FTX. I hope Pepas is playing with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that place is going wild. At a fun little moment with my wife during the commercial break. She texted me and my son on our little family text thread. She texted, going to Walmart for a few things. Does anyone need anything? So I said it out loud to Crowder. We were in the commercial break. I said it out loud. I said, Lori's going to Walmart. Do I need anything? Kind of just saying it out loud. Yeah. And Crowder said, text her to get you a sewing kit for buttons. Which I love the detail there. It wasn't just get me a sewing kit. It was get me a sewing kit for buttons. Yes. In case she thought I was actually going to sew an entire shirt.
Just a button one.
So I texted it to her. Get me a sewing kit for buttons. She texted back, I have sewing stuff. So I texted back. Based on what Crowder told me to text word for word, are you sure you have a thimble? So then I didn't get a response, and then I figured, oh my God, she's walking around the house looking for a thimble.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have time to text during this segment. So I called her. And she was in the car already. I didn't realize she was already in the car going to Walmart. And she answered, and she goes, I have a sewing kit. I've sewn buttons on for you before. And I was like, huh, what? And she's like, is this a bit? I go, you think I wanted a sewing kit for buttons?
Oh, once your button falls off, you just give the shirt away, right?
Do you know how to sew a button onto a shirt? I mean, I guess I could figure it out, but I've never done it.
I did it in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I understand the concept.
Yeah, it's four holes on a button to string it out. But yeah, no, now.
Do it enough times, you make it secure.
Yeah, nowadays, if a button falls off, I put the shirt in the bag to give the kids of Boys and Girls.
You have a sewing kit, Solana?
No, I do not.
Do you know how to sew a button on?
Never done it like you. I'm sure I could YouTube it and figure
it out.
I
don't think you'd need to YouTube it. I mean, the concept of sewing, right? You're going to use the thread to secure the thing to the fabric. I mean,
simple.
I imagine I could give myself stitches if I really needed to because I understand the concept of it.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I've watched The Martian.
Oh, yeah.
Astronaut Mark Watney has mm-hmm. to do that.
They used to have a class in school, home mm-hmm. Economics,
home
and they teach you how to do that. Kids still, did you learn how to sew in school?
Now that you say that, I did. I had home economics,
yeah.
And we had to like create our own throw pillow just at the very end, just sew it together. I did
yeah.
do that.
I told you my co-major at University of Miami, I was majoring in broadcasting, but you had to pick a second major, so I thought theater would be the easiest because. I mean, whatever. I can go up there and ham it up with anybody. But I had to take a costuming class. And I literally was sitting behind a sewing machine making a shirt. I was.
Really?
I was making a shirt. This shirt was a disaster. My old roommate Barry can tell you, though, I used to wear it everywhere. I don't think it had. I was Richard Jefferson. I don't think it had a button. But I wore the hell out of that shirt.
Put your chest out.
ESPN, I just got a push notification, says Robert Williams will test his left knee in warm-ups. Celtics are optimistic he'll be available in Game 5, according to Woj.
It seems like, it's so funny to say that, but it seems like it's a big deal if he plays.
It is.
Bam doesn't
It
do
is a
what
big deal if
do.
He plays.
Yeah.
It is. Let's get headlines here. Because we have a loaded potato this hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. 8:30 p.m. is your scheduled tip-off time tonight. Game 5, biggest game of the season for the Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics Eastern Conference Finals at FTX.
Good point by one of these texters here. Of course you could figure out how to sew a button. We all know you can land a plane. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else says, as we were playing I Can Feel It in the Air Tonight, I said, people driving the FTX, somebody texts in, yeah, Miami fans arriving now for the 8:30 game. Like, there's a reason they keep pushing it to 8:45, 8:52. Solana's still huffing it and from the Wolfson campus.
You walk like 3 miles to the game? Goodness.
The Mavericks, they beat the Warriors yesterday. They avoid a sweep. Game 5 tomorrow, 9 p.m. in San Fran.
Excellent text here. Was your shirt a Gordon Gartrell? It was worse. Gordon Gartrell, that was
Denise.
A designer shirt compared to the shirt that I made in costuming class.
You were at a top university and college.
Listen, I can only
sewing
imagine
shirts.
Your class load, so don't even. That, listen, Solana wants to pick at
doing.
Me for Trevor wants to say something about me sewing a shirt. I know the classes you were taking, Jack. So listen.
Social dance?
This is not your time.
Social dance?
This is not your National Foot Day, not your day. This is not your time. Be Homer Simpson. Walk yourself right back into the bushes.
Hey, man, bowling was tough.
The Marlins, they play tonight at 6:40 in Tampa Bay. Inter Miami plays at Orlando City tonight, 7 p.m. U.S. Open Cup, it's the round of 16. Canes baseball plays at 7 today as well in the ACC tournament versus NC State.
All right, we're good.
Finally, guys, Pornhub turns 15 today.
Is that so?
Launched May 25th
wow.
of 2007, just 2 years after YouTube. It's now the 8th most visited site in the world.
Wow. Does that include visits in incognito mode? No, I'm being 100% honest, because if it doesn't include incognito mode,
what is
then
that?
I would tell you it's the number one visited site in the world.
Oh, you know what incognito mode is. Come on.
No, I can make my views private. I don't know what incognito mode is.
There you go. Incognito.
Okay. Incognito.
Incognito.
That's what I take to.
Well, We'll send that clip in to get the Marconi.
Incognito.
Incognito. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. You know, maybe that's what old Bill was doing, by the way.
He didn't come in incognito.
He was coming in incognito.
He came in
Mito.
Mito. Hey, meet him, Mito. Hey, little Bill. Hey, big man.
Denise! Denise! Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. It's about 85 degrees right now. Hot, humid outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the 70s. That's your weather.
All right, very good. We will talk with Mike Cugno from CBS4 in the next segment. Let me rave, though, first about Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. I've had two people DM me on Instagram today. Hey, do you know of any watch parties for the game tonight, or where would be a good place to watch? I had one person DM me, you always talk about the 42-foot TV, and I'm not 100% certain. Is it Dave & Buster's? Yes, it's Dave & Buster's. So looking for a place to watch the game tonight, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you have not been to that D&B in a while, I'm telling you, you're missing out. They've got TV screens. When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. But someone had DM'd me earlier today, where should I watch the game tonight? And I said, I really do love watching sports at Dave & Buster's, because if you want to watch something else, now I don't know if you want to watch the Marlins as well, but it'll be up on one of the screens. But they have got screens everywhere in that place, including that 42-foot TV in the dining room. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, they also have all the combat sports pay-per-views. They never charge a cover to come watch them. They have great food there, whether you're getting, you know, a burger, wings, when, you know, because I'm gluten-free, I get the Cantina nachos, which are gluten-free. But you can get a chicken avocado club, voodoo pasta, a flatbread. I mean, their food there is phenomenal. And like I say, you want to hunker down and watch the playoffs tonight. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. You are not going to do any better than that. Dave and Buster's, it's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If y'all send me another Wordle score, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Solana's on tap on 790 The Ticket with a little sizzle tonight. Get some Heat basketball tonight. Let's go. We've got Heat plus three.
Let's go.
So let's go. Can I tell everybody where you're going to be tomorrow, or is this a surprise?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
I mean, it's not much of a surprise because
it's going to be there. Yeah, yeah. So we're supposed to be on the Breakfast Club in the morning.
So tomorrow, maybe the biggest morning show nationally, Crowder and Fred Taylor, I'm guessing, and Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark, we're all flying to New York tonight. And we're going to be up there, and, you know, plans can always change, you know. Barack Obama walks in, they're going to bump us.
Sure.
But if we don't get bumped, yeah, we'll be on the Breakfast Club.
How about that?
Yeah.
Charlemagne, Crowder, Breakfast Club tomorrow for Crowder. So watch or listen. And speaking of television or radio appearances, you know, just media in general, the king of all media. A lot of people think that's Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Solana. There is a brand new Solana TV episode that has been posted.
Not a big fan.
And it is Solana yamming on Crowder's head.
I love Solana TV. I'm not a fan of this episode.
Alex M. Solana on Twitter or Instagram. The latest episode of Solana TV, Crowder getting yammed on.
And you set it up, too.
I was just a pawn in the game. No, I didn't even know what this was. They said, just stand behind him. With this hoop? Why? I had no idea, Crowder.
Boy, I'm going to get both of y'all
on him. We thought your head might be getting too big, you know, going up to see the Breakfast Club, and so we had to bring it down to size. Yam on ya!
I'm going to call Caitlyn Jenner here in a second.
I mean, this guy's big time. He's hanging out with Caitlyn Jenner. Next day, Charlamagne the God. I mean, he's all over the place. In the meantime, I'm making an uncredited appearance on Solana TV.
Can I get on Solana TV willingly?
All right, let's go Heat. Fun show today. Have a good time tomorrow in New York, and you'll still be doing the radio show. He'll just be doing it from New York.
Yes.
So we'll be on the air tomorrow, wrapping up what I hope is going to be a Heat victory tonight. That'll do it for us. Go Heat. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Little man can't breach the canopy.
Ground beef.
Take care. Brush your hair.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.